Hello and welcome back to the Book Marketing Tips and Author Success Podcast. I'm still so excited, Amy, that we're in season three. I think this is, we get so much great feedback on this podcast from listeners. And I talk to authors pretty much several times a week who say, I heard you both on the podcast and really love the information. So it's kind of exciting to be in year three.
I know it blows my mind. It seems like we've said so much, yet still have so much to say.
Well, and in that vein, we've talked about promoting locally. And mm-hmm. I know we've talked about this. I mean, I think we did a show on this in 2021. We talked about this. We did a podcast on library markets and we talked about the importance of local. So we're saying it again. And sometimes when you hear shows, not really repeat, but when we talk about topics multiple times, you know that they're important. Part of the reason why local promotion and local media is important is because authors forget it, right? They forget. It feels a little unsexy, like, oh, I'd rather be on a morning national morning show. And like, I get it. But local media is a really good way to build your credibility. And as we'll talk about in a minute, many of you listening may be in top 30 media markets. And if you're not sure what those media markets are, you can just go into Google and search top 30 media markets. The beauty about being in a top 30 and particularly a top 10 media market is that a lot of times when you get a local TV station, for example, or a local newspaper to do a story on you, there's a chance that you could wind up in, you know, with a national audience because that newspaper feeds into a national market. And as I said, in particular with top 10 markets, which like Los Angeles, Atlanta, obviously New York is and always has been the number one media market. But local events, local book signings are a great addition to getting local media. Here's the thing though. So when an author says to me, or when an author comes to us rather and says, I really want to pitch local media, that's great, but you'll have a better chance of getting local media when you have a local event. So maybe it's a bookstore event, maybe it's a library event, maybe it's a craft fair. It just happens, has to be free and open to the public because otherwise it gets to be a little bit tricky in terms of, you know, mentioning it on air. Well, there's a charge to get to this event as opposed to free, which they tend to favor. Amy, talk about your take on local media.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you mentioned events, Penny, because I didn't get to go this weekend, but even locally here where I'm at, a little section of downtown, it's essentially like an alleyway that has all these great stores. They just started, they call it Sundays on Strawberry because it's called Strawberry Alley, which is really cute. A bunch of local businesses come together and do cool features. They do, you know, cross promotions, and it just encourages the local community to come out and get to know some of these new businesses and things like that. And it's just so inspiring and exciting. And I was like, I love that they're doing this. And I love to go to events like that to, you know, let them know, like, people appreciate, you know, these kind of events and things. So, you know, I think that's becoming more popular, especially as the weather gets nicer too. Sorry for those of you who are expecting storms this weekend as you listen, if you're catching this in real time in early spring. But you know, and here's one of the truth bombs. And as I wrote this, I was like, is this going to come across too harsh? But the reality is national media does not care about you. You know, I mean, they really only care about, and we've talked about this in media episodes a lot, they really only care about what you can do for their audience, which is something to keep in mind. I mean, that's definitely a great project to tackle at some point, but that's why bigger media is so competitive, because it's not about you, it's about them. But local media actually cares about you. I mean, in the sense that, you know, like we were just chatting about, in a sense that they know it's good for community morale. They know that it's good to have these events. They know it makes the city seem more exciting. You know, most people love to support local businesses and local entrepreneurs. And honestly, the local economy loves it. cities love to show potential visitors and would-be residents that there's a lot going on too. So a lot of local publications and news outlets, they want to highlight that there's exciting things happening locally, and you can be a part of that very easily. And the point is, you essentially have everything they're already looking for as a local author. You know, you just need to know how to present yourself properly. And that local clout, you know, you're essentially showing potential buyers, influencers, and even bigger media potentially, as Penny mentioned, with the top 30 markets, you start to show them that you're a sure thing. Because if locals paying attention, it shows that there's something, you've got something there.
Well, and that's a very good point. The other piece of this that I really like about local is that it helps to really build your media profile. So if you are wanting to be, you know, if you're wanting to get national attention, so national attention for a book, national media for a book doesn't just happen. I mean, there are cases, and I can probably count on one hand in a year how many that are exceptions to this rule, right? But in almost every single case, the author has already built themselves a platform. They've probably done some media. So when I talk to an author and they say to me, I want national media, the first thing I do is I go to the media room on their website. And actually, ta-da, what a nice tie-in. We have a blog post that I just wrote on media rooms. So if you're hearing that for the first time, or you're hearing that and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need one, it's definitely something that you want to add to your website, because that's the first thing that I check. And I can almost guarantee you that's the first thing that the media is going to check as well if you're going for national. So your local connections, anything that you do locally, whether it's newspapers, whether it's, you know, radio, television, whatever, we talked, and I'm pretty sure that it was in the library when we talked about local libraries, those throwaway papers that we call them throwaway papers, mm-hmm. but those little freebie papers, those local stuff. We had one in my town that just morphed into something else. And every time it comes out, I read it. You know, it's great. Yes. It's great for local news. And I'll tell you something, those are some of the best places to get attention. Media builds on media. The more media that you have, that you get, the more media you'll get, if that makes sense, right? The other piece is too, is that part of the reason why I like to do local media, local events, things like that, these are great networking opportunities for you, right? So I worked with an LA reporter for years who ended up, and matter of fact, she was one of the original reporters to cover the OJ stuff when that first happened, right? That's how long that she worked as just an LA beat reporter. She wound up at CNN. So your local connections don't just benefit you locally, but you never know where media moves around all the time, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing to consider too. So if you say to me, well, Penny, but I don't have a local event or I did a local event and I didn't do any local media, you can still pitch yourself to media for, you know, like your, so a lot of times local media loves to talk about local authors. This local author released a book, et cetera. That's always a nice piece for them to feature, but they also love a local spin on a national story. This is something actually that local media really, really, really loves. So there's something going on nationally, you know, weather has been kind of a big thing. And I say this because I live in California and we've had a lot of rain, which is so uncharacteristic of California, and a lot of snow, a lot of all the things, right? Creating, and if you live in the middle of, let's say you live in Arizona, where I guess it's like 75 today, I'm so jealous. But, you know, if you live in an area where, you know, weather isn't really a thing, how can you create, if you have something, you know, obviously that's related to that, how can you create a local spin on a national story? And it's not, doesn't have to, it can be anything, right? It can be anything that's going on around the world, even to create a local spin. The media absolutely loves this. If it's something that's consuming the news and you're an expert on this topic and you have a book that, you know, relates to this, definitely pitch yourself out. Definitely pitch yourself to local media, because they, that's an angle that they will always, always try to work.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And if anybody, if fiction authors are listening right now and feel like, well, I feel like there's so far, there's not a lot of places for a fiction author to jump right in. You know, we encourage you, you can always be creative, even to Penny's point about, you know, national stories. You know, if you're in the right mindset, there's always a spot to kind of sneak in there. But for fiction authors who are struggling to come up with ideas so far, seasonal tie-ins are also really important.
Yes.
You know, fun holidays, changes in the season. And these can be really obscure too, because honestly, you know, with the right pitch, they can be really comical and funny. And honestly, Penny and I are on a text string where occasionally we will all celebrate from afar when there is a National Red Wine Day or a national,
yeah.
You know, we will share those with each other. Like, okay, ladies, who's like, here's a dinner idea. It's National, you know, Alfredo Day or something. We're like, awesome. Yes, let's do it. But truly right now we're at the start of spring break season when we're recording this. So, you know, I noticed at some of our local schools, we had a couple authors do local events at schools recently, Penny, and I thought that is so brilliant because spring break is coming up. They brought books to their events with them and things like that. They really, I mean, those kind of examples are really high quality examples of like authors that are paying attention and tracking the changes in season and special holidays and things like that, that they can take advantage of and kind of capitalize.
And, you know, Amy, you used to publish on our blog and we haven't done that in a while, but, there are all kinds of seasonal tie-ins. So it's not just, spring break obviously is a big one. Summer, you know, the summer season, major holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the things, Memorial Day, et cetera. But there are a whole bunch of little micro, like peanut butter and jelly day. And there's all, like you mentioned, right? So National Red Wine Day and things like that. All kinds of holidays, which are
And we're in Women's Month, right? Women's History Month right now. I mean, this is for so many authors of so many genres can find a great angle to be featured in your local news. You know, this is just, there's just so many out there.
Yeah, there's so many out there. It's always a great opportunity. So let's talk a little bit about how to pitch them. And this is, again, a really great opportunity if you're just getting your feet wet in media and pitching yourself. Man, this is a really great way to learn some lessons. So we have a bunch of shows on how to create a pitch and pitching media and stuff. So I'm going to refer back to those just to get into kind of the nuts and bolts. But the beauty of local media is that they don't require a lot of lead time. So their lead time is, you know, much more narrow. Let's say, for example, you have an event coming up in, you know, a month or so. You could probably email them about that a month out, but you could also probably go, you know, you could probably actually also pitch them 2 weeks out. And if they're interested, they'll, you know what I mean? They'll send a reporter out or do something in the newspaper or have you on radio or whatever. I would also suggest to connect with them the week of. So let's say you pitch them, maybe you pitch them a month out, you pitch them 2 weeks out, pitch them the week of, because they get a lot of email. They may forget. Definitely pitch them the week of and also the day of. And I'll tell you why this is. And this actually is also why you want to pitch them the week of. You cannot imagine how many people bail on interviews the day of, the week of, et cetera. It'll blow your mind. One of the things that I always had really good luck with is when I would pitch the assignment desk on the day of the event, we would almost always get at least one news crew out to the event because they had, you know, if you have it could be like a 45 second hole to fill in your newscast. That's a lot of time for a producer. What?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It is. Like if you ever just sat there silent for 45 seconds, you'd be like, oh my gosh, like think how many books I could sell.
Right. Exactly. So people get, you know, and not just bail because they were irresponsible. People get sick, stuff happens, et cetera. Sometimes you can be, you know, you can really grab some news media by being a little bit more aggressive, right? Going after them the week of and the day of. So I mentioned the assignment desk for your broadcast media. I like to pitch the assignment desk. I like to also pitch if it's a, you know, features person or a lifestyle person or a specific topic. It really kind of depends a little bit on how big your local news station is. There may only be, you know, there may be, you know, a morning producer and an afternoon producer, and then everybody kind of does their own thing. Some of the bigger stations will have specific, like a health producer, et cetera, or sports, weather, lifestyle. So you're going to want to look for those folks, and you can usually find that on their website. You have to dig around for it a little bit, but the crew, the news crew rather, is definitely, will definitely be listed on there. If it's radio, you know, you can pitch, pitch the producer. Sometimes the producer is also the on-air talent. It depends on where you are, where you are in the country. Be ready to drop off a copy of your book. So be ready to have books on hand. They may take an electronic copy. It depends, right? So just, I love the idea of exploring local media and local promotion. We didn't really talk so much about events, but we definitely covered that in the library podcast, which I think was beginning of summer last year, you said, Amy?
Yes, I think July of 2022.
Yep. Yeah. Local media is a great way. Any kind of mention that you get, make sure to add it to your media room, because it's a building block to get you to bigger media if that's what you aspire to. But it's also just a great way to build some local connections and, getting to know the local media. And if you are at a loss for what to pitch yourself, and we're a little bit obviously late now, but one of the best topics to pitch in the new year, as opposed to new year, new you, or, you know, in addition to new year, new you, is writing a book, right? So that is on many people's yearly wish list. Like, oh, this is the year that I want to write a book. I don't care what you wrote, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, whatever. If you can't find a local angle, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in January. I mean, I think it can be anytime, but certainly New Year's resolutions is a big angle for that. Lots of opportunity, lots of possibility. Definitely dig into your local market. Amy, I'm really glad that we covered this.
Yeah, I am too. And I would say if anybody now is inspired, you know, definitely get in touch with us. If you ever want to do, we have email coaching, which is really great for brainstorming ideas like this. So if you want some, you know, extra support or just like an outside perspective on certain angles that you can use based on your brand and the kind of book you wrote and where you live, we love doing that kind of work, honestly. Yeah. So don't hesitate to reach out and just kind of get to know some of our other services as well, like the coaching, because that's the really fun stuff for us a lot of times.
Yeah. And I love doing coaching with authors and brainstorming these ideas. So definitely, if you need some help, reach out to us. Thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate reviews wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as show ideas. You can email us show ideas at info@amarketingexpert.com, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.